friends and devoted supporters of Enki, Tales from the Past, as we find ourselves nearing the conclusion of Season 3, with just 6 episodes left to unfold, I'm compelled to extend my sincerest gratitude to each and every one of you. Your unwavering dedication to Enki and his companions' epic journey has truly been the lifeblood of this project. I am Mario Portella, the creative force behind the captivating narrative that has spanned over 80 episodes. Today, I'm thrilled to extend a personal invitation to you all to join me on an exhilarating, behind-the-scenes exploration of our audio drama project. In this bonus episode, I've decided to offer a unique glimpse into the minds of our main protagonists. What if they had the opportunity to voice their own inquiries directly to the author?
This is Enki, Tales from the Past.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the podcast. And a special nod of appreciation goes out to those of you who have acquired your own copy of the book, Enki, The Beginning, as your support has been instrumental in fueling this passion project. I am Ninky, and I do welcome this opportunity to ask a couple of important questions to the author. I'm sure they will answer some of your own queries. Greetings, Mario. I know the character I play has a lot of different layers and mystery, but without raising any spoilers of what is to come, I prepared some questions as well.
Welcome, Ninky, to this exclusive bonus episode. It's a pleasure to have you join us as we explore the intricacies of your character. While there may be some confusion when comparing ancient aliens theories with Sumerian and Akkadian pantheons, I made a conscious decision to shape your character with a multidimensional focus. Not only does your presence symbolize the profound impact of romantic love, but it also embodies the nurturing essence of motherly love.
Let us not spoil too much on it, then. So, my love for Enki is a central part of my character's journey, but it's a forbidden romance that we must keep hidden. What inspired you to explore this theme of love against all odds in our story, and how do you think it resonates with the audience?
The forbidden love between you and Enki was a central theme I felt compelled to explore. I drew inspiration from timeless stories of star-crossed lovers who must overcome societal barriers and personal sacrifices to be together. According to a lot of old texts, Enki had this huge potential to show just how the Anunnaki hierarchy worked, and mixing all together was an easy choice. Your romance encapsulates the idea that true love knows no boundaries, not even those of species or celestial origin. I believe this resonates deeply with audiences because we all yearn for a connection that is worth fighting for, even against all odds. Through your secret stolen moments and the palpable longing between you, I wanted to convey the bittersweet beauty and intensity of a love that burns bright amidst the darkness of a world not ready to accept it. Your journey shows that love is the most powerful force of all, despite all secrets, all twists, and the many nuances of the past. Actually, those that read the book already know a whole lot more on your character drives and decisions.
I must admit, delving into the book Enki, The Beginning has been an enlightening experience, offering me fresh insights into my own character. I'm confident that our listeners will share in this delight as they uncover the myriad of new layers woven into the fabric of our podcast narrative. For those eager to explore the depths of Enki's origins and discover the intricate details that shape our story, Enki, The Beginning, can be found in Amazon online stores. Back to my questions. At a given point in the narrative, my character has a major twist. My decision to side with the Pleiadians and work towards their vision for humanity was a major revelation in the story. As the author, what motivated you to give my character this surprising twist? How do you think it recontextualizes my earlier actions and relationships?
The revelation of your allegiance to the Pleiadians was a twist I had planned from the start. I wanted to give your character hidden depths and complexities that would recontextualize your earlier actions in a thought-provoking way. This twist allowed me to explore the theme of divided loyalties and the sacrifices one makes for a higher cause. Your secret mission adds a layer of tragedy to your love story with Enki and your motherly connection with Inanna as you are torn between your feelings and your duty. It also raises intriguing questions about the true nature of the Pleiadians' plans for humanity and your role in their design. I hope this would keep readers and listeners guessing and add an element of a suspense to your arc. And as I said before, it has many more layers to discover.
Balancing my loyalty to Enki and Inanna, our forbidden love and Anunnaki past with my secret mission from the Pleiadians created a deep internal conflict for me. Can you share your perspective on how this duality shaped my character's psyche and the difficult choices I had to make?
The episode When You Go Into the Unknown, Leaving Everything Behind, was actually my favorite one to weave. That deep conflict needed to be expressed through sound and words. Your internal conflict between your forbidden love and your secret agenda was a key aspect of your character development that I was excited to delve into ever since. This duality shaped your psyche in profound ways as you had to constantly navigate the tightrope of your competing allegiances. The weight of your secrets and the painful choices you faced took a toll on you mentally and emotionally. I wanted to showcase the strength it took to maintain this double life and the tragic irony of having to deceive the man you love for what you believed was a greater good. This conflict forced you to question your own motivations and desires and ultimately to decide where your true loyalties lay. It was a fascinatingly complex dynamic to explore through your character, and it still promises a lot more twists, right?
For sure. Now, as Inanna's mother, I have had to make difficult sacrifices to protect her, including feigning a false genetic experience to avoid being forced into marriage with Enlil. Can you share your thoughts on how these sacrifices have shaped my character and my bond with Inanna? What message did you hope to convey about the strength of a mother's love?
To answer your question, the sacrifices you made to protect Inanna, especially the false genetic pregnancy, were a powerful way to showcase the fierce, unwavering nature of a mother's love. Unfortunately, the podcast listeners were unable to feel the whole story, but the book ended up explaining everything in detail. Your willingness to endure societal shame and judgment spoke volumes about your inner strength and the depth of your devotion. It also added a layer of poignant complexity to your relationship with Enki, as you both had to navigate your forbidden love while united in your commitment to Inanna's well-being. Through your sacrifices, I wanted to convey that a mother's love knows no bounds, and that the choices we make for our children, no matter how difficult, ultimately define us.
Watching Inanna grow into a brave, selfless leader who forged a path towards unity between the Anunnaki and humanity has filled me with immense pride. How do you envision Inanna's role evolving in the future of this story? In what ways do you think our mother-daughter relationship will continue to influence and inspire her journey?
Inanna's journey is far from over, and her role will only continue to grow in significance as the story unfolds. As a unifying force between the Anunnaki and humanity, she embodied the potential for a new era of understanding and cooperation that sadly seemed to have failed with all attacks from her uncle Enlil. Inanna is an evolving character. I envision Inanna taking on even greater leadership responsibilities and decisions, using her influence to bridge divides, try to heal ancient wounds, and chart a course towards a brighter future for all.
I am glad to know that, and I am sure she will too. After all, she is the next one bringing you questions for a bonus episode. Are you ready?
Actually, can't wait. Thank you for these thought-provoking questions, Ninki. Delving into the complexities and beauty of your character has been an absolute privilege. As for you, the listener, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for your dedication and passion, your engagement with this story, your eagerness to unravel its mysteries and discuss its ideas has breathed life into this world in ways I never could have imagined. You have been more than just an audience. You have been active participants in the unfolding of this tale. As we bring this bonus episode to a close, please know that your support means the world to me. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for joining us on this epic adventure, for bringing your own unique perspectives, online reviews, comments, and emotions to the table. This story belongs to you as much as it does to me, and I am forever grateful for the opportunity to share it with such a passionate, insightful community.
Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.